Damien, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Shortly we'll get to the community forums you held around the state recently, particularly Dial Park Penguin. But first, how exciting to have two AFL finals in Launceston this weekend.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? Tasmania, all of a sudden, the centre of the AFL footy universe with two elimination finals, cutthroat finals in Launceston. Should be bumper crowds, a lot of excitement, two really, really good games. It's going to be magic. I can't wait. And been talking with a lot of people and the last couple of days around what event within Tasmania from a sporting point of view gets anywhere near this. And it's hard to put your finger on one that's even close. So I think this is going to be just an enormous moment for Tassie footy and Tassie sport and Tasmania in general. So up and about.
All right. So have you information about crowd numbers?
As it stands, it's 10,000, but they're going to look at it later on in the week. So we'd be hopeful maybe that jumps up a little bit, but obviously that'll be determined by public health. And they've done a terrific job up until now to keep our state so safe and in a position to host finals footy. So yeah. Certainly won't second guess whatever they come out with, but hopefully a couple more through. I know there's in particular a lot of Essendon supporters in the state, so they'll pack it out and give it some noise, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, so I'll just go through the games. We've got the Sydney Derby in Launceston, Swans and GWS on Saturday afternoon, and then we've got the Bulldogs and Essendon on Sunday afternoon, both games starting at 3:20.
Hot tickets, that's for sure. So get in quick and get involved. I think we just have such an awesome opportunity, one, to be able to go to the footy when you look elsewhere in the country, and two, to pack it out, make it a really enthralling event, show that everyone the Tassie passion for footy, and who knows, we might be in the equation for future finals depending on matchups. So it'd be outstanding.
All right, now let's move to the series of community football meetings you held around the state recently. We had one at Dial Park at Penguin. Have you got any data or information from those meetings that you can tell us about?
Yeah, working closely with our consultant, Colgan Bauer, who did a lot of the consultations. So over the week and a half period, we spoke to over 150 different people across the town hall meetings, but also individual one-on-one interviews. And we've got a lot of data to work with, a lot of key takeaways. There's some common threads across it. And now we got to work on analysing all that and then being in a position to come back to people and work through what the key takeaways are and what are some options for us as a football state to have a look at and have another conversation. So that's how the process will work. We won't just spit out a report off the back of this. We'll go back, loop around again, and get the input of everyone on where we've landed off the back of that consultation. So it'll be fascinating, but there's a few things throughout the process that were crystal clear. People are heavily invested at the grassroots, so whether that's more juniors involved in the game or making sure we've got more volunteers or making sure the pathway works and understanding where the gaps and the issues are. We had a really engaged group that know their stuff, so it was really, really helpful. If we're going to position Tassie footy in the best way to have success long-term and strong participation and opportunities right across the state, it was certainly a really good start because people were really engaged.
All right, so when do you think the various leagues around the state will get a report from you guys at AFL Tasmania as to the major points of those meetings?
So we're working through all of that now. So the major thing is we come back with actually some modelling and chat through what we heard, make sure we heard it right, and then the ambition would be that end of September we circulate some of that. And then in October, we'd be able to have a more meaningful conversation. We'll report back what we've heard and then work through some of that stuff through a draft report, as you touched on. So that'd be late September, early October, where we'd be looking at that, all with the ambition of then getting more feedback, more input, and then going back to refine things to make sure we're in the best position to have strong recommendations by the end of the calendar year.
All right, Damien, thanks for having a yarn. Enjoy the AFL this weekend.
Will do. Thanks, mate.